if we come across someone that doesn't obey Yahweh's laws, and maybe they go to services, the regular mainstream church, when they hear that we are obeying the law, obeying Yahweh's law, the Ten Commandments, keeping the Sabbath, so on and so forth, they might start thinking, well, isn't that Jewish, or isn't that Moses' law, or isn't that legalistic? Well, in studying, I found legalistic was kind of an interesting term to look into, and I think I have something to share with you that might give a little bit more insight than what we think of legalistic. So you might ask yourself, you know, what does legalistic mean? Does it mean keeping the law? Does it mean, you know, holding on to the law? Well, there's so much in the Bible that talks about keeping Yahweh's laws that I really came up with more than I actually need for a message here. So I've condensed it quite a bit, and I'll have something for another time. But we can start by turning into Romans 6:15, seeing that even Paul taught that the law is not done away with. Romans 6, verse 15, says, "What then? Shall we sin?" You know, after describing, you know, that we receive forgiveness through grace, and we know that the death penalty is on those that have sinned and that have no, that haven't come to our Master Yahshua for the removal of those sins. He says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the Torah or under the law, but under favor? Let it not be." He makes it very clear that even though we're given forgiveness of our sins and that we continually go before Him to wash our robes, so to speak, to keep them clean, that we can go before Yahweh. He makes it clear that grace doesn't nullify the law. You know, if we think of judges and the law today, you know, if a person has been committing crimes and he goes before a judge and he's repentant of those sins, he knows he's done wrong, he knows that he deserves judgment, that he deserves to be punished, maybe even receive the death penalty because of those acts that he did in the past. Well, he goes before the judge, and the judge, you know, having mercy and compassion on him, says, "Well, you're pardoned. I forgive you." You know. Now what happens if that person goes and disregards what had just taken place and goes back to committing sins? You know, committing crimes. And he's caught. And he goes before that judge again. What happens then? Well, we can receive some insight into that, an answer in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, and I'll read through verse 4 through 6. And it says, "For it is impossible... It's impossible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted the heavenly gift, the gift of grace, forgiveness of sins, have become partakers of the Spirit." You know, we are given a portion of the Spirit with the laying on of hands of the elders. "Have tasted the good word of Elohim, the proper doctrine, true and right, and the powers of the age to come." We know of the kingdom of Yahweh that's coming, and the good things. It says here in verse 6, "And to fall away, to renew them again to repentance, having impaled for themselves the Son of Elohim again, put him to open shame." You know, after you go through the steps of receiving forgiveness and receiving the pardon from our merciful judge, you know, to go back and start doing things you did in the past and living a life of corruption and sin, and it's just, it leads to death. It leads to death. Well, have you ever heard of the phrase, "once saved, always saved"? It's a popular phrase that you find in churches today. But what does the phrase or term legalistic mean? As defined in many churches, it is anyone obeying the law of Moses, which was nailed to the cross. Well, that's what they say anyway. But what they fail to realize is that the death penalty of or the it was the death penalty that was nailed to the torture stake of Messiah. Yeshua followed Yahweh completely in his obedience to him, and we know that our Savior was without sin. He became a perfect sacrifice for us. You know, he obeyed Yahweh. We are to follow in the Messiah's footsteps. We're to do what he did. He obeyed his father's laws, as did the Apostle Paul, and all those that will walk in the Master's footsteps. Those that say that Moses' law was, or that say Moses' law, also fail to realize it wasn't just Moses' law, but it was Yahweh's law. You can find that in 1 Kings 2:3. Let's turn back there. I'm going to touch upon this before I really get into what we find is truly legalistic. But certainly obeying Yahweh is not legalistic. But 1 Kings 2 and 3, or chapter 2 and verse 3, says, "And guard the charge of Yahweh your Elohim to walk in his ways, to guard his laws, his commands, his right rulings, his witnesses, as it is written in the law or Torah of Moses." You know, they're his. They're his laws. They were given for us to obey. The word Torah, which is where, you know, normally you look in the scriptures and you find the word law. Well, that's really referring to the Torah, and the Hebrew word Torah literally means instructions. There are instructions. There's something that we're supposed to be doing. Moses accepted Yahweh's law and walked in as we are today. And we are to strive to walk even more perfectly as Joshua did. We are to strive for perfection. Matthew 5:48 gets into that a little bit. Let's turn there. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48 says, "Therefore be perfect as your Father in the heavens is perfect." This is something we're to strive for. And we receive from Yahweh's Spirit help. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36 and verse 26 through 27. And the reason we're given Yahweh's Spirit is for the purpose of following His instructions, following Yahweh's instructions, keeping His law. It says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit." This is basically a prophecy before that time came, but "new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I give you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them." You know, we are to be obedient as we can, even before receiving Yahweh's Spirit. And we can find a little insight into that in Acts chapter 5. It's good to review these. I mean, we know that we're supposed to be obedient. It's also good to have these to show to others that might be saying, well, we're legalistic, or, well, scriptures indicate that we're supposed to be obeying Yahweh's law. Acts 5 and verse 32, "And we are his witnesses of these matters, and so also is the set-apart spirit whom Elohim has given to those that obey him." Is it any wonder why we find in Ecclesiastes 12:13, it says, you don't have to turn there, but in Ecclesiastes 12:13 it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." This is the whole duty. This is why we're here. It's straight to the point. While many well-intentioned Christians, mainstream Christianity, will scoff at the idea of obeying our Heavenly Father's laws and commandments, even though the patriarchs of old did so, even though Yeshua the Messiah did so, and whom we're to emulate and follow as he followed and obeyed his father. As you probably already know, Yeshua did not like what many of the Pharisees did. let's take a look at what they did. But first, let's define what the Pharisees were. And looking this up, I found that the Pharisees were very powerful, prominent Jewish teachers, and their followers, which would have been many of the Jews at the time, were no doubt influenced and took the same stance as they did against the Messiah, against what the Messiah taught. The Jewish historian Josephus wrote and proclaimed, speaking of the Pharisees in Jewish Antiquities, he says, "And so great is their influence with the masses that even when they speak against a king or high priest, they immediately gain credence." What they say kind of went with everyone. And they had a lot of followers. A lot of the Jews followed them. One of the main problems that Yeshua had with the Pharisees and with the Jews that were following them was the fact that they laid grievous burdens on the people. We're going to get into what it really means to be legalistic. You find in chapter 23, you can read that later, but you might mark that down. They laid grievous burdens on them. Now, you may think at first that this is talking about those hard commandments that no one can keep. But we are told in 1 John, let's turn there, 1 John. First John 5 and verse 3 says, "For this is the love of Elohim, that we guard his commandments, and that his commands are not heavy or not grievous." It says right there that they're not grievous. In studying what the Pharisees were doing and why Yahshua was upset with them, we find that the Pharisees and the following Jews of the Pharisees had actually been adding to Yahweh's written law. Now we're really getting into what is legalistic. They were making what we call oral laws. And today we find, for example, written in the Talmud, oral laws. These laws were added to Yahweh's commandments. And these, the Yahweh's commandments and laws that were originally given. These are laws for everyone and are for all Yahweh calls that out that will obey him, Gentiles and Israelites, of which the Jews are a part of. They're both given an opportunity to obey. You can read this for yourself in Isaiah chapter 56. It lays it out pretty clearly. Even the eunuch is brought in to, if he obeys Yahweh. We can also find confirmation that in Romans 2:10, it's not just for Jews alone. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 10. "The glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." In Romans 7:12, you don't have to turn there, but Paul says, "Wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, and just and good, set apart for our good purpose." We're supposed to be doing it. You know, the Jews were actually given the oracles of Yahweh, the laws. They were to keep them, hold them, distribute them, you know, protect them. And if you can imagine a number of different groups, just like the 12 tribes of Israel, of which the Jews are a part of, you know, getting together for maybe a picnic or a gathering of some sort, only one group was assigned to bring, or one group was assigned to bring food. The Jews, likewise, had the responsibility of keeping, protecting, and bringing the law for others. But it angered Yahshua, and rightfully so, that the Jews had corrupted Yahweh's law by adding to it and misrepresenting it. And you can read of these things in your own Bible. Let's look at what they did to the Sabbath, the seventh day, what we're keeping today. Let's turn to John. What they're doing by adding to Yahweh's law is that they are being legalistic. We're not to be legalistic. We are to obey Yahweh's laws. John 5 verse 9, 10. And immediately the man became well after Yeshua had healed him. Yeshua told him to get up, take his bed, and walk. Immediately the man became well, and he took up his bed and was walking. Now it was Sabbath on that day. The Jews, the Yehudim, therefore said to him, who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. It is not right for you to take up your bed." Where in Scripture does it say that? Well, in fact, it doesn't say that. It doesn't have that rule or that law in Yahweh's law, in Yahweh's written law. They had a rule that you couldn't carry anything on the Sabbath. And the Companion Bible by E.W. Bullinger, he says about this, "The rabbis made the carrying of anything from a public place into a private place or vice versa unlawful." They're the ones that made it unlawful. They're being legalistic. They're adding to Yahweh's good and proper law, and they're twisting it and perverting it. And we're not supposed to do that. But that's what they did, and that's why Yahshua was so upset with them. He also gives a reference to the Talmud where this oral law is found. But what we are seeing is what we can truly call legalistic. It is those that added to the Yahweh's law, twisting the original intent and instruction of it to make that makes one legalistic. Let's read Psalms 19. There's no need to add to his laws or change it, like what has happened and why Yahshua was so upset with these people for changing his father's laws and making it hard for people to be obedient. But in Psalms, you can turn to chapter 19. Verse 7, starting in 7, says, "The law, or the Torah of Yahweh, is perfect, bringing back the being. The witness of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the simple." And we all want to be wise, and I think many times we're all simple at times. "But the orders of Yahweh are straight, rejoicing the heart. The command of Yahweh is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, standing forever. The right rulings of Yahweh are true. They are righteous all together." Yahshua was very adamant in teaching correctly and rebuking those that did not obey Yahweh's laws perfectly. We read in Matthew 15, let's turn there. See more of this being legalistic. Verses 1 through 3 of verse 15. "And there came to Yahshua scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem, saying, 'Why do your taught ones transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.' But he answering," Yeshua answering them, "said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the command of Elohim, Yahweh, because of your tradition?'" They put their tradition above Yahweh's laws. Verse 4, we can go on. "For Elohim has commanded, saying, 'Respect your father and mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me has been dedicated, is certainly released from respecting his father and mother.' So you have nullified," speaking to the Pharisees, "so you have nullified," and the Jews that followed the Pharisees, "you've nullified the command of Elohim by your tradition. Hypocrites, Isaiah rightly prophesied about you, saying, 'This people draw near to me with their mouth and respect me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as teachings the commands of men.'" Commands of men, not the commands of Yahweh. This is what Yeshua was upset with. He was saying they were sinning. They were going against Yahweh's commands and laws that we should be obeying. which Yeshua followed and obeyed perfectly, becoming a perfect example for us, becoming a perfect sacrifice for us. And teaching that the laws are teaching laws that are not the laws of Yahweh or Elohim is being legalistic. Adding to his perfect laws or being legalistic. We are not to be legalistic. We are to be obeying our Father as did Yahshua the Messiah and as did those that followed him. We're not supposed to be making up extra biblical laws that are contrary to Yahweh's laws or that add to them, twist them, make them something else. And by no means are we to say Yahweh's laws and instructions for us have been done away with. That's what the world says, most of them. That's not what we're to say. When we take a close look at what the majority of pastors teach today and what the Bible actually says, we find something is very, very wrong. So next time someone says, well, that's a Jewish law, or that's Moses' law, but that's legalistic. Well, really, Moses' law was not legalistic because he followed Yahweh's laws. But if someone says, oh, that's Jewish, you can point to the fact that it's Yahweh's laws. What the Jews did was corrupt the law. In fact, we might take a look at one more verse. Let's go to Acts 5. Now, certainly a lot of the, I should say, there were Pharisees and Jews that weren't like this. They didn't add to Yahweh's laws. They tried to do what was right. This isn't who Yahshua is speaking to. He's speaking to those that corrupted the Father's laws. But in Acts 5:28, it says, this is the high priest speaking. It says, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And what name were they teaching in? Was it Jesus? Not at all. They were teaching in Yahshua. And Yahshua holds our Father's name, Yahweh. They had what's called ineffability. They felt that the name of our Heavenly Father was too perfect or too righteous to proclaim or to say. And they vowel-pointed his name in the scriptures to say Adonai. And that became translated as Jehovah in some circles. But this is what's happened. And we're not to be like that. We're to hold on to Yahweh's perfect law. The Bible says that we're to praise his name, to give esteem and honor and glory to his name, Yahweh's name. His son holds his father's name, and we're to give honor to it. May we all praise Yahweh. May we all go forth and have an answer for those that say that we're being legalistic.